Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a time when you received a gift. The topic, describe a time when you received a gift, is a common and popular theme in IELTS speaking tests. It has appeared frequently in past exams and is likely to continue being a relevant topic in future tests. This subject allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to recount personal experiences, express emotions, and use descriptive language effectively. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about gifts. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. Do you like receiving gifts? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do enjoy receiving gifts. It's always nice to know that someone has thought of you and taken the time to choose something special. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely, I find great joy in receiving gifts. It's not just about the material aspect, but the thought and effort behind it that really touches my heart. The act of gift-giving itself is a beautiful expression of care and consideration. Sample question 2. What kind of gifts do you usually give to others? Band 6-7. Answer. I usually try to give practical gifts that I know the person will use. Sometimes I give books or small gadgets that I think they'll like. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm a firm believer in personalized gifts. I always strive to choose something that aligns with the recipient's interests or needs. For instance, if I know someone is passionate about cooking, I might gift them a unique cookbook or a high-quality kitchen tool. I find that this approach makes the gift more meaningful and appreciated. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Now let's look at a potential cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you received a gift that you really liked. You should say what the gift was, who gave it to you, why you liked it so much, and explain how you felt when you received it. Band 6-7. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I received a really nice gift. It was a leather-bound journal that my best friend gave me for my birthday last year. I liked it a lot because I enjoy writing, and this journal was really beautiful and high quality. It had a nice texture and smelled great. When I received it, I felt very happy and touched. My friend had clearly put thought into choosing something I would appreciate. I remember feeling excited to start using it right away. The journal has become really special to me. I use it to write down my thoughts and ideas, and every time I do, I'm reminded of my friend's thoughtfulness. It's not just a useful item, but also a symbol of our friendship. Band 8-9 sample answer. I'd be delighted to share an experience about a particularly memorable gift I received. It was an exquisitely crafted, vintage-style camera that my sister presented to me on my 25th birthday. This wasn't just any camera. It was a meticulously restored Rolleiflex from the 1950s. As an avid photography enthusiast, I was completely blown away by this thoughtful gift. The camera's timeless design, with its twin-lens reflex system and waist-level viewfinder, was a perfect blend of nostalgia and functionality. What made this gift exceptionally special was the obvious effort my sister had put into acquiring it. She had spent months scouring antique shops and online marketplaces to find this specific model, knowing my fascination with analog photography and retro aesthetics. When I unwrapped the gift, I was utterly speechless. A wave of emotions washed over me. Surprise, joy, and profound gratitude. It was one of those rare moments where you feel truly seen and understood by someone. The fact that my sister had gone to such lengths to find something that aligned perfectly with my interests was deeply touching. This camera has since become my prized possession. Every time I use it, I'm not just taking photographs, I'm creating memories infused with the warmth of my sister's thoughtfulness. It serves as a constant reminder of the power of meaningful gift-giving and the unspoken bonds of sibling love. Follow-up questions. How has this gift influenced your hobby or passion? Do you think the monetary value of a gift matters? Band 6-7 answer. Question 1. This gift has definitely encouraged me to pursue photography more seriously. I've been taking more photos and even joined a photography club because of it. Band 8-9 answer. Question 1. This gift has been instrumental in rekindling my passion for analog photography. It's pushed me to delve deeper into the craft, exploring the nuances of manual focus and exposure settings. I've found myself gravitating towards a more deliberate, thoughtful approach to image making, which has significantly enhanced my skills and artistic vision. Band 6-7, question 2. I don't think the price of a gift is the most important thing. It's more about the thought behind it and whether it's something the person will enjoy. Band 8-9 answers question 2. In my opinion, the monetary value of a gift is far outweighed by its emotional significance. A truly meaningful gift transcends its price tag. It's about how well it reflects the giver's understanding of the recipient's personality, interests, and needs. Often, the most treasured gifts are those that forge a connection or evoke cherished memories, regardless of their cost. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of gifts and gift giving. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question 1. Do you think the culture of gift giving is changing in modern society? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think gift giving is changing. These days, people often give gift cards or cash instead of physical presents. Also, with online shopping, it's easier to send gifts to people who live far away. Band 8-9 answer. Indeed, I believe the culture of gift giving is undergoing a significant transformation in our modern society. We're witnessing a shift towards more personalized and experience-based gifts, moving away from traditional material presents. This change is largely driven by the digital age and changing consumer values. For instance, there's a growing trend of gifting digital subscriptions or online experiences, which cater to our increasingly digital lifestyles. Moreover, the rise of ethical consumerism has led to a preference for sustainable or charitable gifts, reflecting a broader societal concern for environmental and social issues. Another interesting development is the emergence of social media-driven gift giving, where people share wish lists or crowdfund for gifts online. This has added a new dimension of public performance to what was once a more private act. However, while the methods and types of gifts may be evolving, I believe the core essence of gift giving, expressing care and strengthening relationships, remains unchanged. Question 2. How do you think gift-giving traditions differ across cultures? Band 6-7. Answer. Gift-giving traditions can be quite different in various cultures. In some countries, it's important to give gifts on certain holidays, while in others, it might be more common for business meetings. The types of gifts and how they're presented can also vary a lot. Band 8-9. Answer. Gift-giving traditions exhibit fascinating variations across cultures, reflecting deep-rooted values, social norms, and historical contexts. These differences manifest in various aspects of the gift-giving process. In many Western cultures, for instance, there's often an emphasis on the surprise element of gifts, with elaborate wrapping and a focus on the recipient's immediate reaction. Contrastingly, in some Asian cultures, the presentation and symbolism of the gift can be as important as the gift itself. In Japan, for example, the meticulous wrapping and the manner of presenting the gift are crucial aspects of the tradition. The timing and occasions for gift-giving also vary significantly. While birthdays and Christmas are major gift-giving events in many Western countries, other cultures have different focal points. In China, the Lunar New Year is a key time for exchanging gifts, often in the form of red envelopes containing money. Moreover, the nature of appropriate gifts differs across cultures. In some societies, practical gifts are highly valued, while in others, luxury items or symbolic presents are preferred. There's also variation in whether gifts are opened immediately in the giver's presence or saved for later, which can be a source of cross-cultural misunderstanding. It's also worth noting that in some cultures, particularly in business contexts, gift-giving can be a delicate matter with complex rules about reciprocity and avoiding the appearance of bribery. Understanding these cultural nuances in gift-giving is not just interesting from an anthropological perspective, but also crucial for fostering positive intercultural relationships in our increasingly globalized world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Exquisitely crafted, adjective phrase, exquisitely crafted, made with great skill and attention to detail. Example, the exquisitely crafted jewelry was a testament to the artisan's skill. Meticulously restored, adjective phrase, meticulously stored, carefully and precisely brought back to its original condition. Example, the meticulously restored vintage car looked as if it had just rolled off the production line. Blown away. Idiom, blown away. Extremely impressed or astonished. Example, I was completely blown away by the breathtaking views from the mountaintop. Avid, adjective, avid, very enthusiastic about and interested in something. Example, as an avid reader, she always has a book in her hand. Scour, verb, scour, to search thoroughly and carefully. Example, he scoured the entire city to find the perfect engagement ring. Utterly speechless, adjective phrase. Completely unable to speak due to surprise or shock. Example, the surprise party left her utterly speechless with joy. Rekindled, rekindle, to revive or renew something. Example, the trip to Paris helped to rekindle their romance. Transcend, transcend, to go beyond the usual limits of something. Example, great art has the power to transcend cultural and linguistic barriers. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. Practice regularly. Set aside time each day to speak English, even if it's just talking to yourself in the mirror. Record yourself. This helps you identify areas for improvement in pronunciation, fluency, and coherence. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics and practice using them in context. Work on your pronunciation. Pay attention to word stress and intonation patterns in English. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short answers. Explain your thoughts and provide examples to support your points. Stay calm during the test. Remember, the examiner is there to assess your English, not to trick you or make you feel uncomfortable. Listen carefully to the questions. Make sure you understand what's being asked before you start your answer. Be authentic. Share genuine experiences and opinions. This will help you speak more naturally and confidently. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about perfect grammar or an extensive vocabulary. It's about communicating effectively and confidently in English. Keep practicing, stay positive, and you'll see improvement in your skills. For more tips and practice materials, you might find these resources helpful. How to talk about a special gift you received in IELTS speaking. Describe a time when you received an unexpected gift. Good luck with your IELTS preparation.